and combined with the 124th Cavalry and other support units to form another long-range group known as Mars Task Force. Mars would eventually help facilitate the link-up of a road from India through Burma to China, reopening overland supply to China. The Marsmen and remaining Marauders were finally disbanded in July. Their proud legacy lives on. Every U.S. Army Ranger today wears the Marauder patch. The Airborne. The largest elite infantry unit was the Airborne. The first practical plans for employing parachute troops in combat were conceived in the waning months of World War I by U.S. aviation pioneer Brigadier General William Billy Mitchell. Mitchell proposed outfitting the 1st Division with a large number of machine guns and parachuting them in behind the lines on the German-held fortress city of Metz. A ground attack would be coordinated with the paratrooper assault, otherwise known as a vertical envelopment. The war ended before Mitchell's innovative plans could be tried. After the war, the concept of vertical envelopment was neglected in the United States. The Soviet Union, on the other hand, pushed ahead with large-scale airborne exercises in the 1930s. Germany took notice of the Soviet exercises and began building its own airborne program made up of paratroopers and infantry who would ride in gliders. With the outbreak of war, the Germans successfully used paratroopers to seize critical objectives in Norway, the Netherlands, and Belgium, where a small group of paratroopers and glider men seized Fort Eben-Emel, which many had considered impregnable. These victories spurred the creation of the U.S. Army Airborne Program. A 50-man test platoon was formed on June 25, 1940. On August 16th, Lieutenant William Ryder became the first member of the test platoon to make a parachute jump. In one demonstration jump, the famous airborne word Geronimo was born when Private Aubrey Eberhardt yelled it after exiting the plane. Over the next few months, parachute tactics and techniques were developed and borrowed from Germany and the Soviet Union. The fledgling army program expanded as volunteers formed the 501st Parachute Infantry Battalion. In October 1940, the Marine Corps also embarked on its own parachute program, with the first group of Marine parachutists graduating in February 1941. The Corps' airborne program proceeded at a slow pace. Two understrength battalions were in place by the end of March 1942.